Welcome to Wordmaster. I'm Adam Phillips, sitting in this week for Roseanne Skirbel and Avi Arditi. Today, we look at an innovative master's degree program at the New School in New York City. It was specifically designed to teach teachers how to teach English in a rapidly globalizing world. Linda Dunn, dean of the New School, helped to pioneer the program, which will be offered entirely online beginning this September.
It's unique because, in addition to teaching the skills of teaching English, it engages in the political, economic, and cultural theory of what it means to learn English. We also have courses that engage in how globalization relates to learning English and speaking it.
Dunn says that until recently, most people wanted to learn English in order to work in America or Great Britain, or to talk with people from places where English is the main tongue.
In other words, they moved to the United States, they wanted to be able to speak English here. Or they were working in the tourist industry, they wanted to be able to speak English to American or English tourists.
At one time, most of the world's English speakers grew up speaking the language. But today, says Dunn, 3 out of 4 English speakers are native speakers of other languages. Dunn says that many of them now use English to communicate effectively with other non-native English speakers. They use it as a sort of linguistic common ground.
So that somebody who speaks Swedish, who's doing business with somebody who speaks Japanese, may use English as the common language between them. That changes very much the dynamics of what kind of English they're using, how they're learning it, the purpose for which they're learning it. They're learning it not in order to engage in an English-speaking world. They're using it in order to communicate in their worlds and do business and write papers and do all of the things people do now in a globalized world. So this means the balance has changed.
And that has changed the way English is taught and the way teachers are taught to teach English. Leslie Painter Farrell, the associate director of the New School's English Language Department, says that when she started teaching English to speakers of other languages nearly 2 decades ago, the emphasis was always on technical fluency and accuracy.
Accuracy was the main thing. Grammar was very high on the agenda. In fact, we had grammar-based syllabi. That's all we really had. Now we're turning more to functional syllabi, which means that what we're focusing on is the ability to just communicate, meaning that we just focus on how students actually do something, how they introduce themselves, how they negotiate with somebody, how they express themselves clearly, say, for example, with regret, not really the past simple or the present perfect. That's still important, but certainly there's a shift in our kind of methodology now.
Linda Dunn points out that this new methodology has required English teachers to change their attitudes as well as their methods.
I think in part it means that an English teacher isn't assuming that they're teaching English to someone because English is somehow inherently privileged or the best culture, the best language that people want to become American. The English teacher is respectful of the culture, the person who their teaching is from.
Leslie Painter Farrell agrees.
Ultimately, what we have to have are flexible English language teachers, and that's the key to successful networking within this informational society.
Traditionalists in many nations are wary that their native cultures will be eclipsed by the prevalence of English in international media, such as film. But Ms. Painter Farrell points out that native cultures often recast Western offerings in their own image. She says that's what happened in India, where she once lived.
And people would go to see these English-speaking movies, even if they couldn't understand anything, couldn't read the subtitles quickly enough. And then Bollywood became huge. So it was almost like they took it for their own and made it their own. People see something, they like it, but then they interpret it to how they think it works in their context.
The internet, email, and the popularity of hip-hop music have also contributed to the worldwide spread of English. The New School's online master's degree program will also include concentrations in curriculum development, writing and publishing in the English language teaching field, and instructions in how to set up English language education centers around the world. For Wordmaster, I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.